So, just a summary of what we did tonight then on positive mind states. We started off just saying how important it is to develop these positive emotional systems or traits, if you like, in dealing with just our lives. We referred to a study which was done in by Jon Kabat-Zinn and by Dr. Richard Davidson on the brain and the immune system to stress, and how the cerebral cortex, which is just located just above your forehead, responsible for our higher cognitive abilities and also emotional processing, and that when they put these people, students, through these four-hour testing, is that they found little difference between the main group in the study who then went on to do MBSR and the control group who got the MBSR at a later date. But what was found, that obviously the left side is normally associated with the expression of positive emotions such as joy, love, energy, and the right side of the brain is associated with other emotions such as sadness, anxiety, fear and anger. So it was a very interesting study in that they found before people did the meditation course that there was very little difference in brain pattern activity, and after the course was completed they had a significant shift, those who did the MBSR, from left to right activation, which means they had more positive emotional regulation, while the control group shifted in the opposite direction. So it is reassuring that, you know, after 8 weeks mindfulness course or a regular practice, they found that this shift lasted for up to 6 months after the study had ended. So the conclusion really from all of that is the regulation of our emotion system is not perhaps as fixed as was thought so, and it can be modulated by the cultivation of mindfulness. There was also the people on the MBSR had lower levels of trait anxiety, and they had fewer mental and physical symptoms compared with when they started the course. So it was one course of many, and it truly provides evidence that this restful state of awareness, just resting with the breath, the body and the mind, can help open up the mind, reduce resistance, reduce suppression and denial of what is happening in our bodies and in our minds overall. And we also discussed a practice that Rick Hansen, who is a neuropsychologist, Rick Hansen did, which is actually weaving in positive and negative material when we meditate, so that we really can look at what is happening in a relaxed way. He talks about, Rick Hansen is, you know, asks the question, really, it's all about why we're so afraid. And it's because the way of our minds have developed in a certain way. You know, you live in, you know, he talks about living in a small tribe, you know, you pass on your genes, you've got to find food, you've got to have sex, cooperate with others, you know, have children, all of that in the old days. And so our brains were set for survival. And we mentioned also the negativity bias, that our brains have become like Velcro for negative experiences, Hansen says, and Teflon for positive ones. And sometimes that evidence is easy to find. You know, you can find fearful responses. When you walk down the street, you can just look at people's faces and see whether they're happy, they're sad. You know, we can see all those things, but we can also, you know, sit in mindfulness, sit in meditation, and just look at what's happening, have this observer effect, and then allow things just to be. And that's what we're learning about. We also came up in our group discussion that, you know, perhaps some of the blocks which we will look at further on in the course, some of the blocks that came up for various individuals about why it's difficult to generate compassion for yourself as seen as a nice thing, or can be wrongly viewed as being weak or self-indulgent. So the blocks to compassion can arise, really, or the blocks to positive mindset can arise when our, if you like, our soothing system can close down, and people have difficulty feeling those affiliative emotions and that they would need in order to develop compassion in any depth. But this, as the research has showed, this can be changed, and you can actually build blocks to compassion. You can actually reduce those blocks through meditation, through mindfulness. And one of the ways of doing that is understanding our fears, our resistances, cultivating mindfulness in such a way that allow us to spot these fears, these resistances, and not getting caught up with them. Okay, I think that's a fairly good summary of what we discussed tonight. Okay, thank you.